Hey everyone, buckle up for a new episode of What's Count Playbook Podcast, the one and only podcast made for intellectual and stimulating conversations for high achieving men and women. Let's get into those conversations. Welcome back. Before we go ahead, I just want to highlight the following trigger warnings for sensitive listeners. Abusive relationships, manipulation. I will talk about slut shaming. I'll talk about toxic behavior. I will talk about abuse. So today we'll be talking about love bombing. And if you're not sure what love bombing is, let me just describe it to you. It's like the practice of showering a person with excessive affection and attention in order to gain control or significantly influence their behavior. And so love bombers love to give attention. They love to make you feel good. But the motive is all about manipulation. And what separates love bombing from just your regular honeymoon feelings? One moment, they may be totally idolizing their partner. The next, they're cutting down their partner down, their behavior. They're intimidating you, bringing down your self-worth. So that's the difference. You can have the honeymoon phase, but when it comes to love bombing, it is different. It is never-ending compliments, excessive communication, demanding commitment, disrespecting your boundaries, overwhelming intensity, uneasiness. So when you first meet someone, you're swept off your feet, you feel good, you love it, it's exciting. Having someone to shower you with affection and admiration is especially exhilarating, you know, when you're in the beginning stages of your relationship. But love bombing, however, is just a totally different story. It happens when someone overwhelms you with loving words, with actions and behaviors as a manipulation tactics. And so it's often used to win over your trust, is used to win over your affection so that they can meet a goal of theirs. And if you look at the classic love bombing signs, if you recognize some of this, it doesn't mean your partner is toxic, but listen to your intuition. If the person trying to woo you seems to be too good to be true, then they're too good to be true. So love bombing would always involve over the top gestures, such as sending you inappropriate gifts to your job, maybe bouquet of flowers, buying you expensive things, taking you shopping, expensive plane tickets for vacation, and without consulting with you, without seeking your opinion. So all of this can seem harmless enough, but the point is to manipulate you into thinking you owe them something. So most often love bombing is done by narcissists, and it's with the intent of drawing you in order to gain control over the person who has been love bombed. And so we as humans, we all love attention. We all desire to be wanted by someone. We crave admiration. We want to be constantly praised. And if someone is expressing their undying love after such a small amount of time, it's a potential red flag that their feelings are not genuine. So some common over-the-top phrases you will find for love bombers is like, "I love everything about you. I'll never meet anyone as perfect as you. You're the only person I want to spend time with." And so on their own, these phrases are not necessarily harmful, but it's important to consider them in a larger context of someone's overall behavior. And so they want your undivided attention. They will bombard you with phone calls. They will bombard you with text messages. They will call, they will text, they will message you over social media 24/7, you know, while being in constant communication which is normal when you're dating, but it's also a red flag if the communication feels like it's one-sided and it's becoming increasingly overwhelming. So take notes if you're being texting you early in the morning and every hour on the hour. They want your undivided attention when you're focusing on other things. They get angry. It looks like you're pouting when you're on the phone with friends, or you're refusing to leave after you say you have to be at work early in the morning. And the thing is, true love does not want all your time and energy focused on them alone. That's what you should know. True love never wants all your time and energy focused on one person alone. They respect your boundaries. They respect your commitments. They respect your ideas. And so when they're trying to convince you that you're their soulmate, you're definitely not their soulmate. They're telling you they dreamt that God told them that they're the ones you should marry. That's a manipulation tactic. And if whatever they say sounds outright, then it's not. You need to take heed. You need to pay attention. They want your commitment all the time. They want it now. They don't want it another time. A love bomber might put pressure into you rushing in to do things, you know, planning for the future. They will mention things like marriage or moving in together or giving you keys to their apartment or their homes. And when when you've just known them for a short period of time. And the thing to keep in mind is that real relationships take time to develop. It's very unlikely that the person really can love you more than anything in the world in 2 weeks, or even in 2 days, or 2 hours, or 2 months. Okay? So you have to keep in mind that real relationship takes time to develop. So when someone is trying to tell you that, oh, let's do things quickly, they're not respecting your boundaries. When you're trying to tell them to slow down, they're continually trying to manipulate you to get what they want. So someone who legitimately cares, or on the other hand, will respect your wishes and back off. But love bombers don't know how to back off. A love bomber always gets upset about any boundaries as regards to access to you or you accepting their display of love. So it's like this tsunami of affection, and they expect you to accept it all. No matter how much time and access you give them, it's never enough. It's never enough. And you feel obligated to text them every time you have to call them. They want to check in on you. Someone toxic will make you feel indebted to them so that they can rely on you day and night. They want to make sure that they have control over you. And so when you are in a relationship and love bombing takes place at the onset of your relationship, it's time for you to pay attention. You might view them as charming or attentive. And this kind of person will praise you, adore you, and often seem like emotionally attached to you very quickly. And so if you find yourself telling your friends your partner seems to be too good to be true, they're too good to be true. I repeat it. They're too good to be true. And this is especially common in cases of domestic violence, because the abuser will inflict abuse, reiterate how much they love you, and employ dramatic tactics to get you into your good graces again, to keep you in a relationship. And the danger is that the abuser needs control. The same cycle repeats. They don't change their abusive behaviors, and you might be in harm's way. Love bombers will sweep you off your feet in a minute. And that's a very common sign when it comes to love bombers. They don't do anything halfway. They may seem to you to put you on a pedestal. You know, it might seem flattering. It might seem wonderful. It might seem beautiful. But let me tell you, that is the tactics of a love bomber. And one of the telling signs of being love bombed is that you're now in a stage where they're devaluing you. your partner alternates between being kind 1 minute and cruel the next minute. They're savvy enough to be loving in the public so that people think that they're great, but they turn to be abusive, especially in the private. And so these individuals are amazing. And then they start to work on your self-esteem, bring down your self-esteem. So love bombing behaviors, according to research, is, you know, it's a narcissistic behavior. It's an insecure attachment style. It's a low self-esteem that they use on other people. And so you would ask, what are the signs I should look out for if I'm being love bombed? First of all, is this person taking an extreme interest in your family, in your career, in your hobbies? Is this person complimenting you and then they're criticizing you at the same time, supposedly for your own good? Is this person constantly asking you where you are and then they're angry if you don't answer fast enough? Does this person make you feel comfortable, or are you nervous and all of it feels like too much? Is this person narcissistic? That means they can lack compassion for you, or they might exhibit some aggressive behaviors. You need to take the time and see if these red flags have appeared in your relationships. So I want you to stay alert. You need to look for, you know, things like them ignoring your time, your schedule, because a narcissist wants to focus on their needs, not your needs. Right? In the public or on social media, they're like big display of public affection, display of affection. They like to manipulate the look of a perfect romance. And if they give you lavish gifts, they will hold them over you. They will remind you of how much they've done for you, about the expensive gifts they've given you, especially when you're exhibiting doubts. And they constantly need reassurance, because if you don't answer their text messages, if you don't answer their phone calls, if you're not quick to pick up your phone, they'll blow up and maybe even threaten you. So you have to, and then you start to feel guilty. You start to fear being punished and being berated by them. You become uneasy in their company and they start to gaslight you. Now you start to second guess yourself. You start to second guess your reality. And slowly they're exerting more control over you. So due to this emotional abuse, it's not uncommon to experience depression or anxiety. And then they start to isolate you from your family, from friends, so that you can solely rely on them. So someone might ask, love bombing, is it not a good thing? Love bombing can be positive. You can have a positive experience when it comes to love bombing. But someone eager to find the right person may be elated when they find that special person showers them with lots of gifts. You know, but you need to realize that when someone is smothering you too much, you need to pay attention. You might be love bombing and not even know that you're being love bombed. So if you feel insecure or you have a desperate need to shower someone with attention and gifts, it's important to figure out why. Are your smothering actions due to being clingy in the relationship? Are you compensating for poor treatments of your partner in the past? Do you fear your partner will break up with you? Do you have this fear of abandonment? You want to be viewed as a hero? So you need to take the time to assess your behavior. You need to assess your behavior. If you're innocently love bombing, it means you have no intention or desire to manipulate your partner. You could possibly have an insecure attachment style. And so you need to seek help. So going overboard with your affection out of fear of rejection or clinginess is not the same thing as love bombing, as manipulative or abusive tactics. So, however, it may be a good idea to address your fear of abandonment or rejection with a therapist. So what are, you know, the intimate loving relationship? What does it look like? Hey, 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 what's Count Playbook Podcast? We'll be right back. There's closeness, there's respect and consideration. You can be vulnerable with each other, you can trust each other, you can care for each other. But when there is a self-centeredness and this demand for admiration, when there's an oversized sense of entitlement, then that's where there's a problem. So, what do you do when you've been love bombed? I just want you to know that you're not alone. And if you've experienced discomfort and you were unable to draw boundaries with this love bomber, it would be best to connect with your friends and loved ones. It's never too early to seek out help for a mental health counselor to guide you. And the antidote to being love bombed in the future is to know your own self-worth, to love yourself, to keep one eye open in the relationship, and try not to be so blinded that you don't learn enough about your partner. And so love bombing also happens in friendships and other relationships as well. But if you're being love bombed by a romantic partner and find that the relationship is becoming more abusive, help is always available. The National Helpline Database for Mental Health is there. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is there. Reach out to someone. Talk to someone about it. Because love bombing can be very overwhelming. A love bomber is overly needy. So no matter how much time and access you give them, it's never enough. They will never be satisfied. They're overwhelmed by their own intensity. That means they never turn down the charm. It just seems to be running in a circular motion with them. You never know what to expect from them one moment or the next. Legitimate love has its ups and downs, but it's respectful and not overbearing. It's patient, it's kind and gentle. So being love bombed can feel intoxicating at first, but you might also feel a little bit uneasy waiting for the other shoe to drop. So pay attention to these anxious feelings. It's important for you to tune on your intuition. Because one thing, the bottom line is that if you're in the early stages of a relationship and everything feels like it's happening too soon, check in with your gut. Check in with your intuition. Remember, because falling in love should be savored, not rushed. So if you're worried that your partner has crossed into manipulative territory, I need you to try reaching out to friends, to family members, to a mental health therapist who can help you assess their behavior. Because love is respectful. And that's a national thing. Love is respectful. Because love is the foundation of helping you put a stop to an abusive relationship, to being love bombed, to be it for someone trying to control your actions. Okay? Because love bombers, they're good at flattery. They will tell you what you want to hear. They know how much you adore them. They'll tell you how beautiful they are, or how funny, how talented, how special. Love bombers will make their partner feel as though they're the only person in the world for them. Because love bombing by narcissist and sociopath is fraudulent, because it's designed to draw a person into a loving, trusting relationship without the intention of making that relationship loving or trustworthy. And the fact that it's a fraudulent setup can deeply wound or shock its victims. So you will know that a love bombing idolizing can't leave without you person is a narcissist or a sociopath. And so if they suddenly switch off the love, they stop those behaviors without warning and become hypercritical or rejecting or prickly instead. And then they started putting silent treatments, there's criticism. It's time for you to stop. It's time for you to access that relationship, because genuine love cannot easily be turned off like a faucet. In fact, the person who professed to love you so madly becomes cruel, edgy, dismissive, and sometimes evil. At its core, love bombing is about psychological splitting. Okay? They're trying to get into the minds of the victims just to gain control over that person. So what's brought up about love bombing is that there's devaluing at the end of it. There's always devaluing at the end of it. No matter what you do, they will never be satisfied. All they want is your attention. They want you to themselves. And so as you're in your relationship, pay attention to everything that goes on in your relationship. Okay? Some people say, can you give me the signs of love bombing I mentioned before? You're getting excessive gifts, you're getting extravagant gifts, you're always complimented. They promote excessive communication, they request constant attention, they demand commitment, they resist your boundaries, they want to claim you as a soulmate, they say I love you very quickly, they're good at saying what you want to hear, that feel too good to be true, they make you feel like you're being saved, they promise you about a beautiful future, they're putting you on a pedestal, all those things is something you need to look out for. And once they're not getting what they want, they have this tendency of calling you sluts or name shaming you because you've refused to take into their advancements. And so you have to be watchful of all those signs. You need to pay attention to those signs when you're in a relationship, especially in the early stages of your relationship. You need to pay attention. If there's confusion in that relationship, if you feel confused, then you need to talk to someone, talk to your loved ones. And for a love bomber, the dependency is something that they want to attempt to introduce just immediately in your relationship. They're trying to push this victim in on their own feelings, you know, in the attempt to have this reciprocate declaration of love and affection. They will start to devolve more and more of their victim's time, of their energy, and preventing them from seeing other people or being around friends by controlling access to love and affection. An abuser can put themselves in a position of great importance. So as contact with others diminish, the only source of warmth and love available to a victim will come from your newfound partner. And so the longer this continues, the deeper and under the spell you fall. Eventually, you start to see the abuser as someone that you're unable to live without. Your destiny has now been put in the hands of your controller, of the love bomber. So a victim in their mind, they are clouded by this confusion. You know, they are unable to truly access the value in themselves. Eventually, they will begin to believe that their partner or the love bomber is someone they were meant to meet, like fate. And so instead of you being carried away by all those excessive gift giving, fake future that they tell you, non-stop compliments, one-sided personal sharing, pushing of boundaries, refusing to slow down, you know, eventually inconsistency in emotional expression, all those things you need to look out for. But the bottom line is you need to seek help if you feel that it's becoming too much for you to bear. If you find those emotions are becoming overwhelming or you feel unbalanced, the bottom line is to seek out help from loved ones, from family, from friends, and also from a mental health therapist.